Levi Stepanov. LeviStepanov.com. Certain fragments of DNA shed by tumors into the bloodstream can potentially be used to non-invasively screen for early-stage cancers, monitor responses to treatment, and help explain why some cancers are resistant to therapies, according to results of an international study led by Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center investigators. Once upon a time, there was a man and a woman who had long, but to no avail, wished for a child. Finally, the woman came to believe that the good Lord would fulfill her wish. EcoBoost technology isn't just smart thinking, it's fast thinking. And it comes to life in a 365 horsepower, 3.5 liter, direct injection V6 that has all the potency of a V8. Home visits and a team care approach are just the start for Johns Hopkins internal medicine residents, who are gaining the skills they need to better manage chronic illness and keep patients out of the hospital. Roughly 500,000 infants are born preterm in the United States each year, accounting for close to 12% of all live births. Such babies have increased rates of illness and death, but they are also at higher risk for cognitive and neurobehavioral disorders as they grow older. Studies have identified an association between maternal infection and inflammation in preterm birth.